Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, cries for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha, everybody. It's KP here. Here we are on the first day of February 2018. And I kind of feel this is a very unique and special day. I'm not sure exactly why. We're here at 1 a.m. And so we're here again at a 1-1. We're at a 1-1 year, and we're on the first day of February. We're at 1 o'clock in the morning. And this sort of goes along with some of the things that I feel are happening right now. And I'm, you know, we've been involved with these energies, new energies, I will call them, doing the, when we were involved on the 29th, which of course, was a 1-1-1, a 1-1, and then starting that mission at 1-1-1. That particular connection was very, very significant, and I've been told by a few others, a couple others, that it's like there were a lot of things going on, and you know, one of the things that seems to be happening is that there's multidimensional layers that are being that are sort of working together, and that are, you know, they're working together. We're working on multiple layers at the same time. They're unfolding all at once. That was one point I did want to be sure everyone was kind of, or you know, that I got. And you know, this whole thing with I call them chicklets, the chicklets being born. You know, this happened a couple days before, I think of the day or the, I noticed it the day before or the second, couple days before the 29th of January, the 1-1-1, that these eggs had hatched. And so to me, that again went along with the same thing about, you know, the one representing new beginnings, the new connections, new things being made, multidimensional layers, multi-layers, many layers are unfolding all at once. And it's all happening at once. So, you know, so these hatchings, these openings, it's all going on. And all I can say is if you're having trouble seeing that, then just wait. Just allow it to unfold, and eventually you'll undoubtedly get it. So, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, a lot of things are opening up. So, you know, many things that we've wanted to, you know, wanted to happen are happening, and it's kind of a deal that we have really worked for, we've worked towards, and now that they're happening, I know that there's some resistance, but you know, it's like, well, here we go, this is what we've worked for. I do feel that there's some people who are probably maybe feeling a little bit overwhelmed by it, but that's okay. Anyone who chooses to be kind of not, who hasn't yet seen it, well, that's okay too, you know. All I can say is what I'm seeing is just all of these things are opening up. There is a lot happening. The old is being closed out. you know, the old is being closed out, as we know. And, you know, the big closeout sale. And it's kind of a deal where, you know, definitely the, we'll call it the POTUS is part of that. State of the Union was a part of that. And, you know, that was really quite a, you know, I'm not going to go into that very much because everybody and their mother is talking about that right now. But the State of the Union address was another layer that was addressed by the only person really who can address it. And, of course, this is not happening just by that one person, because I'm meaning Donald J. Trump, but also the entire team, the alliance that's working with him. So, you know, we have to remember, at least I do, I like to remind myself that it's not just one person. You know, they're all working together. And I think the point that, one point that was in the SOTU was about unity, coming into unity and addressing the issues that were going on the planet. Now, other people have been talking about that, but, you know, there's something very practical that's going on right now. And not everyone's going to be pleased with it, but it doesn't make any difference. It's like these things are happening. One of the things that did happen that I noticed in this State of the Union address was that you do see, it seemed like there's a lot more of the, you notice some of the folks that were really squirming. They seem to be needled. All of those, which to me is representative that of all of the old paradigms that they're trying to live by, they're being poked and prodded. And these pokings and proddings of the energy are trying to help them release the old ways. Some will allow that to happen, and some will not. You know, some will just kind of explode. You know, I'm not really looking at, okay, well, we got to send this person to jail or that person to jail. So that to me has nothing to do with it. It's all about the energies. It's all about, to me, it's all about aligning with the energies. And, you know, if you're on, again, we know that if we are not able to align with the new energies that are coming in, it's not going to work. We're not going to be able to do it. So we're not going to be able to continue to ascend. You know, I'm kind of talking same old, same old. But, excuse me, I'm just sort of, something was coming up there. And I have my tea over here. So I have my wonderful anise tea with a little bit of clove in it. Oh, that is so good, especially kind of early morning like this. So, one thing that happened before the show officially started here was that I was closing. I kind of have a window that I can close between my kitchen area and my office area here. So I was closing one of the sliding glass panes, and something landed on my hand. My left hand, and it was like, I said, well, it doesn't feel like a cockroach or, you know, an insect. And I looked down, and it was like, it was a gecko. So a gecko had landed on my hand. I'm not sure what that means, but it's sort of like something that was happened, you know, it's like, for me, there's no panic or fear or anything like that. So to me, you know, just like what we're going through, you know, what we're going through, we don't need to panic. I mean, we're going to get surprises. You know, we're going to go through a period of what some might call surprises. And it's okay to be okay with that. You know, it's okay to be okay with surprises. I had a little surprise today too when I was I took off. I just realized there was something I had to get in the mail today, and it had to be sent today. It had to be postmarked today. So I drove down about 1 o'clock to the post office in Hualalua, and just as I was driving, it started out. It's like all of a sudden, I was about maybe 50 yards away from this intersection, and it was like this car just pulls out right in front of me. And my brakes did not work well, you know, and I knew how to drive. I knew no fear. It was just like pulling off to the right, and this white BMW, whatever it was, you know, they weren't paying attention. And so, you know, that kind of thing was happening today. That was a surprise, but it was one of those things where there's no, you know, basically no fear and no judgment. And we can go through these things like that. You know, we don't have to judge them. We don't have to be afraid. And it's kind of like, I can't say I was thrilled with it, but the whole thing was it's not a big deal. These are not big deals. We can go through these things. The one thing I did realize today, one of the, you know, was very strong guidance for me to go to the post office today and to do that mailing. But this happened two or three times. There was that almost incident with the car that pulled out in front of me. And then there was a couple other things. There were people, it seemed like they were driving extremely erratic, very erratic. So I suppose you could call them erratic, you know, like erratic behavior. And, you know, I noticed this. I noticed this with that one person, then a couple other people on the way to the post office and coming back. It was like they were just sort of, what are you, you know, had no idea what they were doing, you know, how they were going to go or what kind of driving they were. And then somebody else was driving. And it was like all of a sudden they were like, going 30 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden they would slow down to 15, and I realized, I need to get my rear end off of the road. This was not my day to travel anywhere. So as soon as I got back to the house, I didn't go anywhere else, didn't go to the beach or anything like that. It was just like, stay off the road. So sometimes, sometimes that's the message, you know, stay off the ordinary energy road. And to me, that was a very clear message. The people who are continuing to try and stay in the matrix, you know, those who are still, you know, in the old matrix are going to be erratic. I can guarantee you they're going to be erratic. They're not going to know what's going on. Not saying that we can't help them, but there's sort of a point now where it's almost like, well, if they're, you know, it's like, unless someone asks me, if someone talks to me about it, I just try and stay out of their way and just try and, you know, live on my own level, the level where I'm at right now. And not try and go out there and fix other people or try and say, oh, do you know what's going on? Or do you know what so-and-so is doing? Do you know what the Trump is doing or what the alliance is doing? Oh, do you know that all this disclosure is happening right now and blah, blah, blah. To me, that is not my, not really my kuleana, my path. It's really important for me, at least for myself, to, you know, my understanding is, you know, it's important to honor your own layer, your own dimension. And so it's like, you know, we don't necessarily have to mix energetically with other people, with other folks who are sort of on that layer of life that's sort of like, okay, same old, blah, 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 blah. You know, there are times when we may have to interact with certain folks, maybe people who are in our immediate families, things like that. But that's somewhat of a different deal. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on. These openings, if we're not ready to go through these openings, again, if people are not ready to go through the openings of the gates, of the, you know, these gates are opening up, these gates of awareness, you know, that's all I can say. You know, they're like big gates of awareness, and they're opening up, and again, we you know, the title says big time. You know, the openings are happening big time. There's all this work that's being done all around the planet. There's, of course, you know, I mean, I'm doing my part, I suppose, but there's all the other folks who are doing their thing, you know, David Wilcock and other folks who are exposing, you know, this is going on and that's going on. But there's a much higher dimensional, there's a lot of higher layer work that's happening. I know people are doing this in Peru, in Egypt, there's very important work being done all around the planet. There's also Cobra's work. You know, he's in Europe, but everyone who's working in, has been working to laying down or laying in this, we'll call it the Sintamani grid for lack of a better term. But everyone who's doing that, that's another part of it. There are many, many things that are happening that have brought us to this point where all of these openings can happen. So these are also, and one other thing is that they're not only happening on the planetary level, of course they're happening on the cosmic level and the solar system level, the planetary level, they're also happening in the community level, the country level, but they're also happening on the individual level. So all of these levels, you know, all these levels are being, you know, there's openings on all levels. And so it's really a grand opening. You know, there's grand apocalypse and then there's grand openings. So, you know, I'm not sure what else I can say about it right now. And sometimes I don't like putting topics on these things because things don't really flow very well. But I can tell you that there is so much that's happening that, you know, that it's really difficult to sometimes put the finger on exactly what's, you know, what's going on and what's, you know, what's significant for us to pay attention to. One thing that I have noticed lately is that I'm really not too... you know, it's very clear from the blog that I'm not really tuned into posting, again, all the different kinds of newses and things like that. For my own self, it's been increasingly important to stay attuned with the energy. And if I do post, it's something that attunes with what my higher self, my higher awareness, my higher spirit connects with. This can be on the physical plane. Of course, there was the energy mission that was carried out. You know, I'm just looking through the last few posts. You know, well, there's a chicken being showing up. There was a State of the Union. That was kind of the most earthly thing that I did. There was a whatdoesitmean.com, a Sort of Fall article. Some of those are kind of unveiling. But most of them really have been going back to the way I used to post, which is primarily energetic. And it's not going back into the past. It's just, this is what, to me, is really resonating at this time. And so that I'm feeling is very, very, very important to stay attuned energetically to what is the focus for each of us, to what, whether it's a focus or not, but what are we here to do and what are we here to be. So anyway, it's kind of a point where I can't really feel much more to talk about. I've only talked about 20 minutes, and of course it's just me talking, so I don't really have a lot more to share, but all I can say is that these openings that are happening, they are very significant. They're very, when I say big time, I mean really big time. And in fact, I want to write that in all caps right now. Big time. They're very major. And all that we can say is that they are now in the full time. We'll call them the major category. And so like it or not, that's what's going on. This also, of course, happens individually too. Apocalypses, unveilings, it says, how are we to deal with this situation or that situation? And as long as we're dealing with it from where we are in the moment, I feel that, we get what we need to get, and we follow what we need to follow. We're still sort of, we're part of it. We're all playing in the matrix. We're still playing in the matrix, and we can play in the matrix, and we can play with the matrix, and we can kind of enjoy working with it. So as we work ourselves out of it, we're not judging. I mean, to me, that was an important thing with what I was doing today, just mailing that letter. It was something to do with the matrix, and it's like, yeah, it's time to stop being afraid of that, just to do what I needed to do, just to address what I needed to address and not be afraid of it. Just relax and be enjoy the process of really kind of growing out of the matrix. So that's what we're here to do. So I guess that's about it. We're gonna end this right now, and I hope everyone enjoyed at least a piece or two of what we went through today, what I talked about today. Don't mean to keep any focus on me, but all is really progressing well. We are getting there, and this is a huge, I think it's a huge year, but it's also a huge month right now, this period of time. So expect the unexpected, expect surprises, and go and flow with the surprises. So with that, we say aloha, and until we talk later, we'll say goodbye, ahui ho, until we meet again.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Ea la ea, 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 ea. Ea la ea, ea, ea.